Okay, welcome to our pre-show for the 29th year of September. This is the second pre-show that I recorded for today because the first one I recorded was for a different show that we decided we weren't going to encore. The one we're doing today is one from 2 years ago, a Chef Carl Cedilia show, which I personally like. You know, I like the Dooleys. We were going to run the Dooley show, but we'd already run it for starters. But secondly, I like the Dooleys, but I'm not so sure I like Bobby. I think she's better on the phone, you know. Than she is sitting in studio. I don't think the voice works as well. Hi, this is Bobby. Maybe I'm not doing it as well. Maybe I'm not being breathy enough. Margaret works very well here in studio as well as on the phone. But Bobby, I think, is a lot. She has to be breathy. That's the whole thing with Bobby. She's got to be breathier like this. You know, Steve?
Yeah, I understand.
And Steve's in the background, and he's just an idiot, you know. He always was, and he always will be an idiot. Okay, we also have a new sponsor, Miracle Made Sheets. Love you guys. Thank you for sponsoring the Phil Henry Show. These are great sheets, too, by the way. I got some. And they regulate temperature, believe it or not. These are inspired by, not made by, but inspired by a methodology, a scientific development from NASA, whereby temperature can be regulated. In these sheets that have silver in them. And there's also a aspect to these sheets where they're much cleaner. They stay cleaner because of this. But I tell you what, listen to the commercial when we do it. And you'll love it. So today's show... fuck, what a long-ass fucking day. And another goddamn fight with Jackie. I don't know, man. She's a great... great girl, but I don't fucking know how we're just going to keep on doing this shit, man. You know, we're miles away from each other. It's impossible to do it that way. I would tell you what our plans are, but I don't tell you right now. But we do have plans for us to be together. But in between now and then, the stupid shit, you know, you can't really relate to somebody on a telephone, man. It's impossible. You're not having a real relationship with somebody when it's on the phone. I hate to break the fucking news. A lot of people out there think, oh, yes, you can. No, you can't. You have to be in the physical space of the person that you're having this so-called relationship with. You can't have a goddamn telephone relationship. You have a telephone relationship. It can be friendly. It can be nice. It can be a great fantasy. It can be a fantastic opportunity to just fantasize all kinds of shit. Is it real? No. A lot of people get pissed at me for saying that, but that's just, you know, that's my opinion anyway. But God damn it, man. You know, you look at a woman when you're a man, and maybe this is wrong, but a lot of guys, like me, have a very strong Papa Bear thing, and I understand that grates a lot of women. It grates on the nerves of a lot of women, I don't blame you. Guys come in and go, hey, just let me take care of it. And you're like, fuck off, will you? I got this. And then the guys get all offended and hurt. I'm trying to protect my family. Yeah, okay. There's more than one gun, you know, in the holster, Jack. You got a wife.
Well, what good is she? She's a woman.
Yeah, well, there's the beginning of your problem. That attitude. But anyway... It's difficult not to look at a woman that you love who's so far away from you and not want to protect or know what's going on with her or know how she's doing. And Jackie's a fiercely independent person. She doesn't like that shit. She doesn't like that. She doesn't like having to report. And I don't blame her. And I'm not asking her to. I just want to know what's going on with her. She tells me about her day. But if there's something fucked up about it and I want to proffer some opinion like, you know, well, you know, she doesn't want it, man. She's, but that's not really the source of our strife, if you will. Anyway, I'm tired. Jesus H. fucking Christ. This last week has been insane, man. It ain't getting any better. It's just not. How you doing, Thunder? Thunder is doing good. How you doing, baby? Thunder? She's doing all right, man. You know, she had her teeth. She had two teeth extracted. That's painful for anybody. Humans, animals, anybody. I gave her another pain pill today. She kind of crashed a little bit about a half hour. Now she's up and she's cool. She was just here in the studio. I didn't give her any of the liquid stuff today. I gave her a shot of it, whatever night it was, Tuesday night I gave her a shot of it when she got back from the hospital. I gave her another shot of it on Wednesday night, but today, Thursday, and I know you're hearing this on Friday, but it's Thursday night, I didn't give her any. And she seems to be okay. She was walking around saying hi to me and shit, you know, not eating. And I suspect that if an animal is in pain, especially in the mouth, they don't want to eat. Or maybe they just kind of muscle their way through it. But she hasn't complained. She's doing good. So I think she'll be all right. I got a follow-up appointment with her in about a week or so, whatever the fuck it is. Okay, you all. Love you.